It's in the light of Philippians 1 verse 6, Rob, that it is my great joy and delight to do this. I need to give you a Bible, actually. I mean, this is mine, so you can't keep it. But,
thank you.
Rob, the Church of England. This is great. The Bishop of London looked me in the eye and said, David, if you're trying to work out what an Anglican is, this is it. And if people can say yes, that you license them. The Church of England is part of the one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church, worshipping the one true God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. It professes the faith uniquely revealed in Holy Scripture and set forth in the Catholic creeds, which faith the Church is called upon to proclaim afresh in every generation. Led by the Holy Spirit, it has borne witness to Christian truth in its historic formularies, the 39 Articles of Religion, the Book of Common Prayer, the ordering of bishops, priests, and deacons. Rob, in the declaration you're about to make, will you affirm your loyalty to this inheritance of faith as your inspiration and guidance under God in bringing the grace and the truth of Christ to this generation and making him known to those in your care? There are three statements I'd like you to make to your congregation.
I, Robert Marsh, do so affirm and accordingly declare my belief in the faith which is revealed in the Holy Scriptures and set forth in the Catholic creeds, and to which the historic formularies of the Church of England bear witness. And in public prayer, I will use only the forms of service which are authorised or allowed by canon. I, Robert Marsh, about to be licensed to exercise the office of licensed lay minister in the Diocese of Winchester, do hereby promise to endeavour, as far as in me lies, to promote peace and unity, and to conduct myself as becomes a worker for Christ, for the good of his church, and for the spiritual welfare of all people. I will give due obedience to the Bishop of Winchester and his successors, and the minister in whose cure I may serve, in all things lawful and honest.
Are you, the congregation of this benefice, happy to receive Rob's ministry, to support him by your prayers, to encourage him in all that he does in Christ's name?
We are.
Now, the lawyers have been very generous. They've given you an extra deed here. This is the deed whereby the Lord Bishop of Winchester renamed readers licensed lay ministers. I've never seen one before, but you can put that in your filing cabinet. This is the real one. This is the one that matters. I'm delicate for this. I, David, Bishop of Basingstoke, delegate for this purpose of Timothy, Bishop of Winchester. So I read on his behalf. We, Timothy, by divine permission, Bishop of Winchester, to our well-beloved in Christ, Robert John Marsh, greeting. We do hereby grant you our license and authority for a term of 3 years from the date of this license to exercise the office of licensed lay minister and to conduct divine worship, to read, expound, and teach the word of God, to read the common prayers, and otherwise to exercise the ministry of your office in the benefit of Oakley with Wootton St. Lawrence and within the deanery of Basingstoke within our diocese and jurisdiction, and any other benefice of the diocese with the consent of the incumbent of that benefice or other competent authority. In testimony whereof we have hereunto set our hand and caused our episcopal seal to be affixed. Signed, Timothy Winton. Rob, receive that license as your authority to minister in the name of Christ and under the authority of Jeremy and Carol. Shall I pray for you?
Yes, thank you.
Father, we thank you for Rob and for his love for you. Thank you for his household that journey with him. And Lord, we thank you for his faithfulness in picking up this ministry in this place. Lord, we pray that you would constantly renew in him, by the power of the Holy Spirit, his love for you and the gifts of ministry that you have given him. Lord, we rejoice that gifts are given to build up the life of the church. And so with expectancy, we say, Lord, you have begun a good work in Rob. and you will bring it to completion in the day of Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you.